Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. When the Pharisee, who had invited him, saw this, he said to himself,
"If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner."
Jesus answered him,
"Simon, I have something to tell you."
"Tell me, teacher,"
he said.
"Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more?"
Simon replied,
"I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled."
"You have judged correctly,"
Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon,
"Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little."
Then Jesus said to her,
"Your sins are forgiven."
The other guests began to say among themselves,
"Who is this who even forgives sins?"
Jesus said to the woman,
"Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Crowds were in the streets that day when Jesus came to town. All the synagogue was there and more for miles around. And so I asked him home to dinner just to see what I could see of this famous local prophet from here in Galilee. And I don't know just how that woman got into the room, but you couldn't miss her gaudy clothes and her strong and sweet perfume. She went straight to Jesus' feet and stopped and stood right there, and then cried and wet his feet with tears and dried them with her hair. Well, now of all the women in my town, none was more well known for the flagrant sin she'd lived in and the wickedness she'd sown. But he didn't move to stop her. It seemed this prophet couldn't tell that the woman who was touching him was the kind they buy and sell. And I had no idea just what this Jesus planned to do when he said, "Simon, now there's something I need to say to you." So I said, "Teacher, if it's on your mind, then tell me what you will." But as he began to speak to me, the room grew quickly still. He said, "Take a good look at this woman now. In spite of all her fears, she's kissed me and anointed me, washed my feet with tears. She's honored me, and you've been only rude to me instead. You gave no kiss of greeting, no anointing for my head. And her sins were red as scarlet, but now they're washed away. The love and faith she's shown is all the price she has to pay. For the depth of God's forgiveness, it's more than you can see. And in spite of what you think of her, she's beautiful to me." Oh, my anger flamed to hatred. I wanted nothing more than to take this prophet by the throat and throw him out the door. To act like God forgiving sins and then speak so to me, this itinerant from Nazareth in backwoods Galilee. But instead I sat and trembled, shaken to the core. The woman still was weeping as she knelt there on the floor. Jesus turned to her, said, "Your chains have been released. Your faith has saved you from your sins. Rise, walk in peace. Your sins were red as scarlet, but now they're washed away. The love and faith you've shown is all the price you have to pay. For the depth of God's forgiveness, it's deeper than the sea. And no matter what the world may think, you're beautiful to me. Your sins were red as scarlet, but now they're washed away. The love and faith you've shown is all the price you have to pay. For the depth of God's forgiveness, it's deeper than the sea. And no matter what the world may think, you're beautiful to me. Your sins were red as scarlet, but now they're washed away. And the love and faith you've shown is all the price you have to pay. For the depth of God's forgiveness, it's deeper than the sea. And no matter what the world may think, you're beautiful to me.